This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Find out what's going on, okay, and make a difference. And you make a difference by doing something. Don't just, you know, I used to say, I should go back to saying it. Don't sit there drooling all over yourself. Do something. And it's the best way to get something accomplished. Think about what it is you're trying to get accomplished. Figure out what you have to do to make it happen. And you just got to make it happen. I know some of you think I'm oversimplifying, but if you really sat back, put the bonbons down, okay, or the hot dog, whatever it is you got going on there, and really think about how you get involved. How can you get out there? How can you make a difference? I see people in my own community, maybe they don't have great educations, and they don't have all kinds of money, but you know what? They get up, they get out, they take on a cause that's close to their heart, and they make a difference. Let me get my co-host back on with me. I'm sure she's going to laugh at me. She only does anyway.
No, you're not kidding about that, and I know exactly. We've had some people, they have heart. They have heart. They don't necessarily have all their their I's dotted and their T's crossed.
You're talking mentally,
they have
right?
Heart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I will stop going, you know, like I can go down that rabbit hole. I know people think, oh my gosh, I thought she was such a reasonable woman, but listen, I believe in QAnon too. So, and then all the smart people that I knew were like, please. So I had to look at that and go, well, maybe I'm not, every rabbit hole I go down is not correct, but some of them really are. But, you know, you asked me a question about the left and their affinity towards God, and I think it's a hatred because you have to go that extra step to hate something. And they go that extra mile, you know. They just like I could dislike something or feel neutral about it, but I don't go out of my way to do something so egregious.
Yeah.
I think they kind of hate God.
Oh, I agree. Totally agree. So we have, you like this one. This is kind of like, you know, they're all over Trump, and they're all over, we talked about this earlier, we're all over Trump, about how nasty he is, how much he hates people, yet, you know, in New York, it really
plays. Who says he hates people?
Well, he hates everybody, don't you know that? He only cares about Trump.
Trump?
That's why he went to the wake today for the officer that was killed.
I was going to say, this is so crazy. Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll listen to your story.
Well, hang tight. Because it's going to get worse. I'm going to pour flames on an open fire here.
Wow.
Right? So he goes and he, you know, consoles the family, quietly pays off their mortgage. And, you know, people go, oh, it's, you know, just a stunt or what have you. Yeah, okay, whatever. And then Governor Holcomb shows up. Okay? And she goes there. Now, remember, this is the woman who pushed to defund the police, wanted less police in the towns, right? The whole nine yards. And she has... And you know, she pushes for these no-bail situations. She pushes to let these people out earlier. And she actually went to this thing. And she had to leave the wake early. And now, they're denying it, but she wasn't welcome there. She got the cold shoulder from many other people there.
Of course she would!
But just to think, what did she think? She was going to show up, and they're all going to go, oh my God, the governor's here, this is just so wonderful.
There's some people...
Delusional.
...are so delusional that she could have thought that. But I think she also wanted a photo op.
Yep.
I agree. So, because we know, I mean, but we're not just assuming that she's not in favor of the police. It's evidenced by her behavior that she doesn't like the police. So for her to show up, it's like me showing up to a Klan rally. It's just one of these things. It just don't fit. So if she thought she was going to be getting a hero's welcome, then she's an idiot.
Well, it was funny because just yesterday, when they interviewed the head of the, what is it, the New York Police Department's Benevolent Association,
mm-hmm.
His name is Vincent Vallelong, he said, I'm sure that many elected officials will attend the Diller's funeral, shed a few crocodile tears, and prominently seat themselves for a good photo op. The sad reality is, we don't want you here. We don't want them there. Because your presence is more of a distraction. It's a stain on the legacy of a true hero.
That's some narcissistic supply right there.
Yep.
You're going to show up to something like that where their energy needs to be spent in grieving the loved one, the respect, and you're going to show up knowing that you're a distraction. That's some narcissistic evil crap right there. Wow.
You show up to this thing. Now, I know President Trump was there, so she really had guts showing up. But, President Trump, anyway, she shows up in her motorcade. All that fanfare, the three big black, SUVs or whatever they are, mm-hmm. It's just amazing. They're so self-unaware.
Please tell me that she's not a black woman.
You know?
Please tell me that she's not a black woman.
Hogan? No, she's...
Thank
she's
God.
White progressive, extremely progressive.
Okay, thank God. Yeah. I don't know where they find these black women. They must be breeding them. They must know, like, some sort of mind control camp, because there's an awful lot of crazy black women out there real Marxist, communist black women, and I don't understand. I mean, well, I'll go down another rabbit hole, and you don't want me to do that.
No, I don't. Sit tight. Got a lot more coming up after the break. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, will still be with us. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.
Yeah, I honestly think that getting rid of our men has created a whole lot of crazy, lesbian, angry Marxists.
Yeah, they, you saw the original BLM manifesto. If you would, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I'm fighting music. So you get your heart pumping, your blood pumping, you know, seriously, whatever pumping. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. So you get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? And the way you do that is you get informed, you learn how to push back, right? And then do it. Do it the right way. Do it so you make them feel like really, really I don't know if you could do that, because usually uneducated people don't know they're uneducated. It's amazing. All right, let me bring her on. My co-host, Sonia Schmidt, joins me. She does every Friday. I always appreciate her time with me. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to tell somebody how ignorant they are, and they're so ignorant they don't even understand that they're ignorant.
That's why they say ignorance is bliss.
Oh, true, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah, I always said if I had a production company, that's what I would call it.
Really?
Yeah, because it must be nice, but it must be nice not knowing, not caring, being in a jack wagon.
Oh, you and I deal with people like that on a regular basis. They have no clue to what's going on around them. You know?
They don't know how they affect people, and they would swear that they don't affect people in the ways that they do.
No, oh no, no. But, you know, we've talked about that where they really truly believe that they're right to the point where you can't change their mind at all. You can't even have the conversation, because once you start, they start with that smirk, right? Mm-hmm. And they got like, oh, here he goes. He's so stupid. They're going to go down this road. Yeah, okay. Just amazing. Condescending. Well, that's the word I'm looking for.
Condescending, and that's one of the things that they have to paint you in a certain light to dismiss you. But that requires them having an unchanging view of who you are. What I always find weird, and I found this really weird in Hollywood, is that you could be besties with people for quite a while. You could be the queen of or king of the writer's room because of what you bring, what you contribute, your knowledge, your comedy, your expertise, any of that stuff. You could have proven yourself for years with that kind of stuff, but the minute you say you're, for instance, a conservative, a Christian, a Republican, then they throw that stuff out the window. You no longer can communicate with them. They cancel you. Let's just politely cut to the chase and say you're canceled. How does all the other stuff get thrown out with the bathwater? It's like, but I had thought we was friends, you know. So,
God,
it's very bizarre.
Oh,
it is a mental disorder, and. You know, we talked with Dr. B, but it's a mental disorder.
Yeah. Well, no, I
you know, your kids drive you nuts, but you don't
they
cancel.
They push you halfway there. Yeah, the left pushes you the rest of the way over the cliff. I got it.
Right. Yeah. But just because you don't agree with somebody or they tick you off, or even that you don't, you know, you love your kids, sometimes you don't like them, or whatever, you don't cancel them. And I don't understand why people who they disagree with.
But the kids will cancel you.
Your kids will cancel. Well,
they've been talking about, maybe not yours, but you know, you saw that going on through the quote unquote pandemic. I mean, the kids were canceling their parents. Kids whose parents didn't step up and believe in it, or were going to vote for Trump again. They were all relatives.
They were taught that by the left.
Yep.
They're taught at their universities. It's really sad, the brainwashing that goes on with these children, and they buy it. But at the same time, once you remove God and all that, but that happens in Christian families too. Once they go away to college, they come back and they're completely different people. They don't believe in anything that you do, and then they go down that rabbit hole.
Stop sending them to college unless it's a college you know is conservative. Big time.
I heard of another
Liberty College. Here,
Liberty College, yeah. I just heard of that. I mean, Heritage has been the only college that I knew of that's independently owned, and they teach values, even though they're called it a liberal arts. And you and I were laughing about the term liberal arts college because it isn't what it has come to be. It really isn't the classical sense, you know.
Yeah.
It's even like one of my grandsons goes to a classical school, and that just means they educate the kids. And you know, it's like, no, you think classical, what are they learning? Latin and this, it's wise to really select the colleges that you send. But I don't think parents saw this one coming either. This was another thing that it's too bad because the left has been using this and openly using it since those institutions since the 70s at least. And
I was going to say that. This is, look, the Hollywood community is tight. Is it not, or am I making it up here?
Is it tight?
They're tight. They know each other. They kind of know what's going on. They have a clue as to what's happening. I mean,
I think they're what we're talking about. Some of them will admit there's an agenda, but they don't think it's a negative agenda.
No, but okay. But they have a clue. You know, bring up Diddy, for instance. You're telling me that people in that entertainment
industry...
You know
how many jokes I could make on that phrase you just said?
Okay, go ahead. Okay, yes. I'm trying to keep it family friendly.
It's too late for me. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, his homes got raided, you know, for sex trafficking allegations, right?
Uh-huh.
And all this other stuff that's going on there. And are you telling me that none of these people had a clue?
I'm not telling you that.
No,
at all.
I know you're not, but
just like
that community
like
knew what was happening.
We've talked about this. You think that the Me Too movement, a shock to any?
No.
They only used the Me Too movement because they thought they were going to bring Trump down.
Oh,
and look at where it's gone. They've gone right back to doing what they've been doing. They don't care about women.
Nope.
They don't care about black people. They don't care about any of the stuff that they say.
Yep.
It's projection. They're lying to... We used to say in the writer's room, you're lying to yourself. They're lying to themselves. And that's the only way they can sort of get away with it. But I think it was Cat Williams, and I'm going to try to find his interview. He came out on one of those very popular black shows I hadn't heard of at the time. But Cat Williams came out and blew the top off of all these crazy celebrities. So he said this Diddy thing was coming down the pipe. And if anybody you would have thought would have been in the mix of some shenanigans is Cat Williams, but he's not. He loves him some God.
Well,
we got
to go for commercial.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to tell you when I come back. We're going to name some names. We'll be back in a few minutes. People, look out for a lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show with Sonya Schmidt.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Immigration and Customs Enforcement trying to round up drug dealers in the U.S. illegally. ICE has initiated a campaign aimed at apprehending undocumented migrants with convictions for serious drug offenses. A popular Disneyland attraction had to be closed down when someone spread cremated human remains. That incident occurred this week at the renowned Star Wars attraction, Rise of the Resistance. Cast members were tasked with cleaning up the ashes. Trump says that couples who tie the knot at Mar-a-Lago never end up in divorce. According to the New York Post, he made these remarks during a rehearsal dinner for his friends held at his Florida resort, noting that he himself married his wife Melania at the estate back in 2005. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Ah, when men was men. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. My co-host Sonia Schmidt joins me, she does every week, as we go through some of the craziest stories you're going to find. And I mean crazy. Anyway, we were talking about, Diddy here. No giggling.
Clickbait. What he's allegedly done is egregious.
Oh, it is. So the clickbait is, here's a full list of names listed in Diddy's sex trafficking lawsuit.
Oh.
And in the picture is Diddy and Hillary Clinton. But
now, how is she always connected with something that has to do with trafficking? Epstein, Diddy... Is there a connection? There are no coincidences, buddy.
All right. So let's go through some of this list. You might know some of these people because I don't have a clue.
But wait a second. I just want to backtrack for a second.
Why? But I do not.
Because I'm always curious when women are, like the whole Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, I sort of get that because I watched the documentary about her. But what's Hillary into?
I don't know.
Ooh,
I don't
know.
Do I really? I haven't eaten dinner yet, so please don't me go down that road.
Well, no, I know that she. I know that she was curious because when she went to Wesley College or what, that was her thing. But supposedly she didn't really dabble, but she was curious. But why children?
Questioning, I think they call it.
Huh? Yeah.
I don't know why children. I've never gotten that. One guy in his right mind, older man, looks at 11 or 12 year old girl and goes, "Oh my God, she's hot."
No, but you have to be depraved. You have to be godless.
Thank
you have to be. Yeah, no. I see how they do it because they don't have anything else that's telling them. And you have to understand that the whole the beauty industry. Sexualizes children.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the things, like, who was I listening to the other day? Although they're not into this whole body positive heavy models, or maybe it was Jordan Peterson, but he said the fact that we have these emaciated models for years and years and years, that had to do with the gay males, the, society. They idolize people who look like little boys, and that's why we got these emaciated, flat chest, skinny, narrow, you know, girls who look like boys. That's his theory on it, and I don't see how that's an unreasonable theory. But what the heck is Hillary's jam? She's always coincidentally around people who are sex trafficking.
All right, can I get my list?
Okay, go ahead. I just have to pause
I need your input. So, all right. On the list, Stevie J. Stephen.
I have no idea who that
Aaron
is.
Jordan. He's a music producer and television personality. Prince Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Grammy Award winning R&B singer who had trouble with law enforcement after assaulting a Bayesian billionaire whose name was redacted. But the they're speculating it is Rihanna.
I know more about that than I can say.
Oh, ooh, okay. Donald Lawrence.
Not about that, but about her. I know more about her than I can say.
Okay. I can only imagine.
And nothing surprises me.
Okay.
Nothing surprises me about this group in general, but...
All right, Donald Lawrence, songwriter and music producer.
Yeah, music world, since my kids are out of the music industry these days, I don't know a lot of these names of people.
Well, Casey Ventura, the Clark Sisters, back of those. It sounds like something out of the 50s, for God's sake. Right?
I was going to say, if you had the Casey Kasem or the Clark Sisters or something, I would have known, but no, I don't know who that person is.
Well, they got T.D. Jakes is on here, but they're saying that he wasn't involved in the sex trafficking. Diddy was trying to get close to him to use him as you know, some make him seem credible.
Well, that requires everybody to look up what's up with T.D. Jakes on their own. I ain't saying nothing.
I ain't saying nothing either. Yeah. Let me see. Divorce Taylor, Smokey Norfolk.
Don't know.
Jose Cruz.
Are these all music people? Did they say if they're music?
Yeah, music and entertainers, rappers.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's why I don't know.
Okay.
And here's an egregious thing about that, because there's a kid named Paul, who's going to pick up Diddy from the airport, and he got arrested. And he's a basketball player as well as a music person. But when you abuse your status, like Diddy, you know, involved a lot of people in the music world. He gave people chances. He helped people along, supposedly. And then to bring them into that world is really messed up. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's really a messed up thing to do. But what am I asking for, morals?
What do you what?
What am I? I'm asking for morals. Who else is on the list?
Oh, they kind of cut it there, but it's really funny because they're showing pictures in the article, which is not written by a right-wing rag by any stretch of the imagination. They're showing pictures of him with Hillary Clinton, with Barack, Mr. Obama, and that's it. I don't want to beat this
up. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure Diddy came to the White House to visit. But you know what? But then again, I don't care about a photo op. If somebody's with I just saw a documentary about the Falwell. How do you pronounce it? Falwell.
Jerry Falwell. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a pretty nefarious background as well. Unfortunately, the documentary about the Falwell part was really interesting. And there's nothing worse than a hypocrite and some lying people, especially in the name of Christianity. So if that part of it was true, and sometimes, you know, it's hard to tell in a documentary how much they're trying to sway an argument, but it sounds like it was pretty much true about the Falwells. But what they were trying to do in this documentary is connect up Trump with the Falwells. And Trump is using the evangelicals to further his political game. So, listen, politics ain't beanbags. This is serious. This is crazy. They are egotistical to a certain degree. Otherwise, they wouldn't be running for office. And some do mow better good than others, yeah. But But yeah, they were really trying to make the case in this case that Trump was connecting himself to the evangelical Christians, not because he really cared about the life of babies and God and any of this stuff. But we all knew this. He wasn't like the king.
I'll give you a break. He's not the holier than thou, going to church every Sunday, singing praise Jesus. You know, look at the man. Is he okay? You're gonna laugh at me, but he's the stereotypical epitome of a white man. You ever see him? He's in a black church. He's trying to clap. Don't do that. You're just embarrassing the rest of us.
Trump
stop it.
I like him dancing. I think he's delightful.
Well, the dancing part, I suppose, on his own stage is fine. But when he gets into a church, don't do it, dude. You're not helping yourself.
Stop it. Yeah. So I don't.
Come on. You don't tell the truth there. You know that's the truth.
But photo ops. I was getting back to that. So Hillary's just had too many connections with some pretty yucky people, and Trump aligning himself with the Falwells before this whole case broke. I don't think you're gonna take pictures with a gazillion people.
You know? I don't think you can ever do that. I don't think you can ever pin something like that on a, you're right. And you go out there, you shake hands, you're talking to people.
Yeah, he
signing
was very
autographs,
close
you know?
With them.
Seriously.
He used them in his campaign to connect with the evangelicals. It was interesting.
All right, so now I got another one about twisted left logic. You're going to love this one. So New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that the city is rolling out a new gun detector pilot program in the city's crime-infested subway system. Here's the problem. Most of the crimes committed in the subway, in the trains and what have you, they're done with fist, knife,
I was going to say, they just push people in front of the train, or they use a knife. You know, once again, just like your original story about letting the kids out of jail, you let this place go
all
down.
Right. Hang tight. Commercial time. We'll be back in a minute. Tony Smith, Joe Messina. We'll be back in just a few. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I didn't write the skit, people. I just replayed it. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and make sure you have a clue before you engage people. Seriously. And if you want to find people smarter than me or smarter than us, just head over to the website, joemazzini.com. Check out the, what's that thing called? Oh, the, the chat room, the live chat room. And like I said, there are smarter people than I in there. If we bore you to death, they won't, I guarantee it. Sonny Smith, my co-host, is with me, and we always have a good time on Fridays, kind of kicking it off with some of these, I'm going to call them insane, these insane stories that, you know, you see some people on the far left that think that this stuff makes total sense. We were talking about the New York City Mayor Eric Adams, and he's announced the citywide rolling out the gun detection pilot program. And you and I immediately, because not, you know, we do this on a regular basis. We read these stories and come up on them. Most of those crimes committed are not gun crimes. They're beating the crud out of people on there. They're beating them with a, you know, baseball bat, stabbing them with a knife. I'm sorry. What have guns got to do with it?
Well, Joe. It promotes their push to get rid of guns for the American people. It doesn't solve the problem. They're not trying to solve the problem. They're trying
that's not
to
acceptable.
It's just like your Seattle story. They're not trying to solve the problem. They're just, in that case, I don't know what the problem is. But in this case, this can help them with their anti-gun for their anti-Second Amendment agenda. So it doesn't matter if it doesn't solve the problem or not. To be honest, those people are mental. They have, as my mother would say, they're mentally. They got issues, and I don't know how you prevent them from going on the subways, because that's a perfect hangout for a mentally person. But you're right. They're hitting people with bats and sticks, or they're just using their hands and pushing people
that's right.
in front of an ongoing train. How do you prevent that?
So what's funny is when you are down there and you see these pictures that they're showing and the short videos and, you know, you notice along the side they got homeless people living down there. You know, in little tents, sleeping on the bench, doing whatever. That's and you're saying to yourself, okay, how do you know there isn't something there already? There's so many of them, you can't keep up with them all, right?
Exactly.
So,
it's a bad scene. I mean, I'm so glad that I experienced New York during the, I think it was a little after post-Giuliani years, where it was clean and fun and entertaining and, you know, I felt like a... Even though when I went, people were like, you know, still be cautious. Don't look people in the eye. But I swear, the minute I got there and I was surrounded by those huge skyscrapers and smoke coming out of the what do you call those big iron things in the ground, it was so picturesque that I felt like Mary Tyler Moore in the opening of her show. I throw my beret up in the... I mean, I was just so enamored with this. The city is so beautiful. Times Square, there's just an energy and a smell. And the people who I know who lived in New York, they not only talked about the neighborhoods, but the smell of the food and it was all of that when I went. Thank you, Mayor Giuliani, that I got to experience that.
You're making me nuts here.
I got to go to the food. People talked about the food. I couldn't wait to go there. The subways I was able to take, I took them alone. It was not a big deal. I went to the theater. It was wonderful.
Oh, you're one of those.
Could you do that now?
No.
Could you get on a sub? And you see the difference between the way the subways looked then. And I remember having some black friends at the time that this happened. After they hated Giuliani because they said he was targeting black
people. You have black friends? You never told me that.
I don't like to publicize that, but of course I do. I've got black friends, family.
Well, you're a black female conservative. Why would any of the black one who, you're an anomaly. Why would any black person want to associate
you
with
you?
What?
I still have black friends, even though they know who I am and what I believe.
Because they're true. You know why? Because they're really
cool
your friends. Because they're really
yes,
your friends.
Yes, those that are left are my true friends.
Yep.
And the Hollywood ilk that I talked about earlier, that they only liked me because I checked off a social box for them.
Yeah.
You know, I was black, I was female, but the minute I became a Christian conservative Republican, I was gone.
Yeah.
And I hadn't worked since. I have
wow.
not worked
it's
since.
It's like wrong on so many levels, and again, so your talent doesn't matter. Isn't that funny? You could if you were terrible at what you did because of DEI and all this other crud,
right.
You all of a sudden you would be a perfect candidate for them, wouldn't you?
Well, I was, and I think I told you this even within my own family when I was on welfare, and when I was on welfare, my family, they could lambaste me. But they could feel better than me. They could, you know what I mean? They were higher than me. And then when I got into Hollywood, I got in on an affirmative action program of sorts. I forget the name of what it was. So the people that I worked with were very comfortable with me because they were higher than me. But as I progressed in Hollywood and became just as proficient at at the task of writing as a skill, and they didn't need the affirmative action program anymore. They started to hate me. Likewise, and so now I'm making money, and I'm buying houses, I'm doing this. So now my family also doesn't like me because I don't tick off that. Now they can't be above me anymore. And it was crazy to see all this happening in real time. And then I came out as a Christian conservative Republican, and they kicked me out. And they were happy about it. They were gleeful. I still watch people to this day that I worked with, and they're all still working. None of them were better. Some of them were absolutely better than me. But there's no reason why I shouldn't be working again other than that. They turned night and day once they found out who I was, and I did come out in the writer's room and just question, could somebody have a different thought? And they
What's wrong with you?
That's all I said. And from then on, they would rip apart my scripts. They wouldn't take my jokes in the room. It just got to be, it was.
What happened to all the Me Too stuff? What happened?
And I'll be honest with you, in many cases in the writer's room, I was either one of two women in the writer's room. Comedy's very difficult. Being in the writer's room is very difficult for women because it's a locker room. Why if you're not comfortable hearing everything that a guy has to say, the most immature guys with money.
Let me tell you, yes, most guys are immature when it comes to that.
Are immature.
Sorry,
but when they have freedom, they have freedom and money behind them, and then they have a behind closed doors. That's what I'm saying, is a locker room. If you're not comfortable with that, you can't do it.
Don't use the locker room excuse. You know, that just makes men, you're just giving men a reason to be, pigs.
No,
that's what they tell me anyway.
Interesting. I say that in a way that says they're in an enclosed environment, the guys that make a bunch of money, and I'm being professionally, and it's their space. It is absolutely their space. They are predominant in that space. They make a lot of money, and they feel freedom. They feel freedom to walk around butt naked and say anything that they want to say because that's their space, and they should have that space.
So,
and that's what the writer's room is like.
Watch me set off a firestorm, right? So you know that it used to be a helicopter pilot. I don't do it anymore, but I used to take people before they were going out to get their license. I'd take them out for like a pre-check ride, you know, to make sure they had it together and what have you.
Sure.
And one of the things that we all used to talk about for the longest time was that women made the best helicopter pilots.
Really?
And the reason was it not because they were so good at it or they had a different, they had a light touch, and a helicopter is very sensitive when you're flying.
That's
very sensitive. Anyway, they didn't manhandle it or jerk the controls around or what have you.
Sure.
They took their time and whatever. So it was very pleasant to fly with them. Sometimes there are some things that some people are just naturally better at, girls, boys, men, women, whatever. Do you find in the writer room, writer's room, it might sound like an ignorant question, but were men faster witted than women? Were men more vulgar than women? I mean, you got about a minute and a half.
I wouldn't say that they were faster because, and I don't know that women were faster either. I know I was faster in seeing an upcoming problem. And I was really good, and I'm still good at that, at seeing what the
You got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
But it's because of the family that I was raised in. I was raised in a family that was chaotic and crazy, and nothing that you saw is what they were saying. So I was really good at that. Guys, you just, as evidence, you have to use less words. You have to get your point across really quickly. And then I was really cute back in the day, too, and I think that was absolutely a detriment. It was a plus, but a detriment.
All right, well, we got to go. You're with me every Friday. Always a blessing.
Can I tell you how cute I was then? If I come back next week? Yeah.
Some people are saying you're cute now, but I'm not going to touch that one. All right.
Can you imagine me at 30?
So, have a great rest of the weekend. Happy rest of the weekend.